El Paso finally has a film festival named after itself, and movie lovers, filmmakers, and those just curious about independent cinema will have plenty to see and think about next week. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The El Paso Film Festival returns to downtown El Paso next week for 4 days of films, filmmakers, and special events. Carlos Corral is the founder and director of the El Paso Film Festival and a filmmaker himself, and I'm happy to have him back in the studio today. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be back.
Great to see you, my friend. Full disclosure, I am an advisor to the film festival, but despite that, I would still be incredibly enthusiastic about this because this is great for the area and it's great for film lovers. Let's roll it back a year. This is only your second year, but what was the trigger that made you say, you know, I've got to throw myself into this world because it's a lot of work to put on a film festival.
Well, I did have a lot of training. I actually did buy the domain name ElPasoFilmFestival.com and .org about 6 years ago.
But during forward thinking,
because I knew like one day I'm going to do this, and I was shocked when you know no one had bought the domain name, so I took
right.
it. But also at the time, I was the program coordinator when the two of us were at the
right.
Plaza Classic Film Festival, so that gave me a lot of training as to how to run shorts programs and do the submissions process and everything like that. So finally, 2018, I realized, you know what? Training wheels are off. I got to just jump in the deep end and do this. But at the same time, I think what also motivated me to do that was the fact that every year, short films were getting stronger and stronger mm-hmm. and stronger. And a lot of them were coming from local filmmakers or El Paso filmmakers that were in New York and LA. And I figured, I think I have enough programming content now to start a whole weekend festival. And of course, coming back to it, El Paso not having a name film festival, all the other cities have them. You know, San Antonio is on its 26th year.
Right.
Dallas is on its 15th.
But it is strange when you think about it.
It's strange when you think about it.
El Paso's been so long without ever having its own named festival.
Exactly. And but again, a lot of that also started with the inspiration by Gilbert Chavarria with El Paso Filmmakers, mm-hmm. EP Film, because he originally started the showcase, The Good, the Bad, and the Indie.
Right.
So again, the seeds were planted long ago, mm-hmm. and finally, I think I was able to take all of that inspiration and influence from all the people who kind of paved the way, and I was able to start up the El Paso Film Festival. And again, I really owe that to Gilbert Chavarria for starting El Paso Filmmakers, and then also to you for bringing me on to be the local flavor programmer at Plaza Classic.
I love festivals that focus on contemporary independent cinema because these are films that audiences in the area rarely get to see any other way except by going to a film festival. And you are kicking off this event really big with noted director Robert Rodriguez is here. Tell us about opening night at the El Paso Film Festival.
So one of the things being a filmmaker and also going to other festivals, so I've had a very good relationship with the Rodriguez family for several years. I graduated from UT Austin in 2007, so I had the chance to see him as a student. So really got inspired by his work to pursue my career as a filmmaker. But of course, this time I went to South by Southwest and he had a film called Red 11, which he directed, produced, and shot for $7,000. He did it with his kids. So this was like El Mariachi all over again, just several years later.
And 25 years
25
later.
25 years later, yeah. And I thought this would be perfect because, you know, his film El Mariachi inspired me to become a filmmaker. I think this film has the potential to inspire the next generation of El Paso filmmakers. And by having someone like him who's had an amazing career, you know, even just recently working with James Cameron and
right.
and doing Battle Angel Alita, I think is going to be great for not only our city, but the filmmakers here.
Which was over $100 million film.
Yeah,
and
of
then
course.
He went back to his roots and made a $7,000
yep.
film. That evening is not just a screening of his latest film. I gather he has some sort of conversation he has with the audience that's being called a masterclass?
Yes. So the masterclass that he gave at South by Southwest, what he does for the first couple of, you know, 45 minutes is that he actually gives you a behind the scenes look as to how they achieved a lot of the tips and tricks in the film. Because as you mentioned, yeah, Battle Angel Alita was huge, $200 million budget. And going back to your roots of $7,000, you have to go back and think creatively. Not everything mm-hmm. can be solved by the money hose. So I think going back to that and again, showing filmmakers, it's even easier now because the other thing too is that El Mariachi was shot on film.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
16mm back in the day.
Technology.
Now with digital technology, you know, it's like he had even more money to put in front of the camera. So sharing that and how to think creatively and instinctively while you're on a film set, I think is going to be a huge asset for
growing
filmmakers.
What a great way to start an independent film festival, to have someone of his notoriety and capability really teaching. I think audience members who aren't filmmakers also will just be fascinated by what goes into the making of a movie at any budget. And to have someone of his caliber here, kudos for that. So that's next Thursday evening. I know that VIP pass holders get also an additional perk. They get to go to a reception, is that right, with Robert Rodriguez?
Actually, our VIP badge gets you a lot of stuff. Aside from being able to go to our first opening night VIP reception, you actually get to go to the entire festival. There are individual tickets for sale for about $10, $20 for different films, but the VIP badge gets you into everything, and we actually have two more additional VIP and filmmaker receptions. So this is an easily discounted badge ticket, and $100 is nothing to pretty much
just $100.
Just $100 gets you everything for the weekend. So, but of course, you know, if you don't feel like doing that, you just want to come and see Robert Rodriguez. Tickets are only $20 at the Plaza box office. But I encourage you guys to make the investment, because you're going to see a lot of independent films that it's kind of like a traveling roadshow. You're going to see them and then they're gone, because these are films you're not going to see in a mainstream theater. A lot of people always say, oh, when's it out on DVD, or when's it out on Netflix, or when's it out on HBO? It's like, sometimes these films don't get distribution deals. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the only way to see them is at a film festival. So I want to encourage everyone to come out and support local film and independent film.
You mentioned local film. That is one of the reasons you started the El Paso Film Festival. It's not just films from El Paso, but I know you have a commitment to and are a champion of the work that's getting done right here. And again, it's hard to see some of that work with an audience on a big screen. What's the percentage roughly of local films versus films that you've scheduled from around the country or world?
So actually, I want to say about half of our programming is actually from El Paso filmmakers. Now, these El Paso filmmakers, a lot of them are local, but some of them are also in Los Angeles and New York and Austin.
Expats.
But I mean,
I still feel that
they're El Pasoans at heart, you know, because sometimes what they do is they come back to El Paso, they film their productions, and of course, yeah, they'll edit it. But of course, the other thing too is that it's now offering El Paso filmmakers, not just locally, but the ones who are living in other cities, a chance to come back to their hometown to screen their work. And I know even I had this problem as a filmmaker, is I'd work on all these movies and people would be like, where can I watch your movie? And I was like, I don't know, eventually it'll come out on YouTube after it does festivals. So now with an independent film festival like this and a name festival, I'm able to kind of bring everybody to the hub, and for people to also network with each other. Because the other thing too is that I know sometimes filmmakers from El Paso will move to LA or New York, but it's good to hook up with other El Pasoans who are already out there.
Right. It's an important networking moment too for people in the community. And one of the benefits as an audience member is not just seeing, being among the first audiences to see the work, but you have a number of filmmakers beyond Robert Rodriguez coming.
Of course.
So a lot of the filmmakers who've made the other independent films will be there to talk about them. And that's a value added proposal.
Yeah,
there are
plenty of guests that we also have. You know, we have Lucky McKee, Pollyanna McIntosh, Eric Gordon, Chelsea Hernandez. These are all great independent filmmakers. And I'm sorry if I'm forgetting somebody. I really apologize.
But it's a big schedule.
It actually is a very big schedule. But yeah, several other filmmakers, including the local ones, will all be there. So this is a rare opportunity where you can see the work and also meet the people behind the work.
The website to look through all of the offerings.
Oh, yes. So if you're curious about what we're showing at the festival, just go to elpasofilmfestival.org and click on schedule and you'll see everything. And actually, we have free short films that are screening at the El Paso Museum of Art. And then we also have, you know, of course, Raul Rodriguez at the Plaza Theater opening night. And then our independent feature films, both documentary and narrative, are going to be at the Philanthropy Theater.
Okay. So everything's centered right there.
Everything is right across from each other.
A few steps of each other.
You cannot get lost at our festival.
There's not enough time to spotlight everything that you're showing. It's a diverse list of films, but maybe if you could give us a peek at a couple of of things that you highly recommend?
Well, there's a couple of range of things. Again, if you're a fan of nonfiction and you're looking for documentaries, you know, I definitely recommend films Dream With Me, Building the American Dream, and When All That's Left Is Love. We also have a documentary from a local filmmaker, The Tony Romo Story, Now or Never, by Chris Hanna. So right. I encourage everyone to come out. And then we also closed the festival with Running With Beto. David Modigliani is a good friend. I had a chance to work with the film. That will close the festival. And for the narrative side, again, you guys will realize it is October and some of our evening shows lean a little bit more towards horror and thriller. So definitely want to have you guys check out, you know, Kindred Spirits, Darlin', and we have a late night one called Porno. Not to be confused, it's not actually a porno movie. It's just called Porno, and you'll find out why if you decide to come out to the late show at 9:45 p.m. on Friday.
I want to mention that both Darlin' and Kindred Spirits have a real connection and rooted here in the community. Darlin', the sound mix was done by Andrew Semetic, works out of El Paso, and Kindred Spirits has a lot of hands-on, including Lucky McKee, who's helped write and direct that film, and Passero and Andrew Semetic and yourself and others.
And actually,
Ryan Martinez.
And actually, Lucky is the executive producer of Darlin' as well. So.
Yeah. So that's a great cross-pollination going on. Those are really important filmmakers based right here in our community. So a lot of people may not know that kind of work is happening here, but here's an example of people can come out and see it.
Sure. And before I forget, there is actually one more El Paso filmmaker that is screening here, and that is Amalia. So Saturday night, 7 p.m., that's Omar Rodriguez-Lopez. So we're actually having the U.S. premiere of one of his recent films called Amalia. So again, it's October. It's horror thriller season. I think it's a perfect film for everyone to enjoy.
I think Beaten also.
Beaten as well, yes. See, there's so many. I'm like trying to remember them all, but yes. But Beaten.
That's why you have a website.
Yeah. But no, yes, we also have Beaten Friday at 3 p.m., and that is by Arturo Portillo. Again, one of the emerging filmmakers here in El Paso. And of course, if you do come see this movie, what's great is that he managed to stage El Paso in the 90s, so you'll get shots of the old City Hall as well in this movie. So I thought it was a great piece. But again, if you're looking for the spirit of independent film, and that's, of course, this is a movie he did for under $7,000, just like Robert Rodriguez did.
There you go. He might be the next Robert Rodriguez.
There you go.
Carlos, as we wrap up, where do you see this going? You've come so far in just the 18 months since you started planning the first and now the second film festival. Where do you see yourself in a few years?
A few years. My goal is to have the El Paso Film Festival become an Oscar qualifying film festival for short films. And then in the future, feature films. Because again, that makes El Paso a destination. But when we make El Paso a destination, then that starts to attract a lot of talent back to El Paso, but also attracts new talent to El Paso. So I'm hoping the festival keeps on growing. And again, that's all possible because filmmakers are still making amazing movies. And these are films we want to share with the community.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really excited to see what you put together. I'll be hanging out all weekend with you and taking a lot of movies. So thanks so much for all the effort you've put into this and bringing these films to El Paso.
Thank you.
My guest today has been Carlos Corral, filmmaker and the founder and director of the El Paso Film Festival. The El Paso Film Festival kicks off next Thursday with special guest and director Robert Rodriguez and his experiment in ultra-low-budget filmmaking, Red 11, at the Plaza Theater. The festival will run through Sunday, October 27th, with a full schedule of screenings, filmmaker interviews, receptions, and more. To peruse the festival schedule and purchase tickets and VIP passes, log on to elpasofilmfestival.org. On Film's producer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.